Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, Patriots Monday. Another victory Monday, Keefe, although this was a costly one.
Yeah, it kind of leaves you with a bad taste because they won. And even if they won and it was close and it was kind of ugly, you'd be like, all right, that's fine. You're not going to win every game by 20. Like, you sort of move on and no Burrow, no Chase. But still, it's a road game in the NFL. Well, you know, anything can happen. So you'll take the win, but then you're like, well, how long is the left side of your offensive line out for? And there was just injuries on both sides all game long. And you're like, oh, that's not good. Oh, that's not good. When's this guy coming back? Oh, he's already been ruled out. You see the cart. You hate to see the cart out there. So, yeah, then you're left saying, all right, even if you do pull out this game or hold on and win, you're 10-2, you're top of the AFC, awesome. But are we going to get a lot of Darian Lowe? Are we going to get a lot of Ben Brown? Like, what is this going to look like for the next month?
So I think most of the reporting today has been largely positive. We'll play some rap sheet coming up on Will Campbell, an update as well on Jared Wilson. But it sounds like neither one, I want to emphasize that, sounds like, I don't think we know yet, but it doesn't sound like either one's lost for the year.
Because didn't you think, maybe both are out for the year? Certainly Campbell, when you see him there and the towel's over his head,
towel
you're like,
over his head, carted off.
I'm like, that's out for the year.
And then you listen to him in the locker room after the game. Like, they were, they sounded despondent after the game. Now, some of it might be they played down to the level of opponent on the other side. Reading Mike Reese, it doesn't sound like Vrabel was thrilled with the way they practiced last week.
Yeah, I think they were beating themselves up a little bit. They didn't love how they played.
Look, I think it's fair to revise your expectations downwards a little bit for the team because of the injuries, which we'll get into.
Mm-hmm.
But just quickly on Drake May, it was a strange game for him yesterday.
Really bad start.
Horrible start.
Like, to the point where he was so inaccurate, it was wild. Like, throwing behind guys, throwing over their heads.
It's what,
like,
we saw in the Raiders game, and then early, I think it was early in that Dolphins game the next week, too. Like, everything was high. Remember
and it
that?
It looked, like, difficult.
Yeah.
Everything looked like he was really, like, kind of pressing or whatever. And they, I think they brought up on the broadcast, too, he just was not comfortable at all. And it wasn't even just the rush. It wasn't even – and at that point, it wasn't even like the offensive line was letting him down or anything. It was just drop back, throw it, and, like, he couldn't put it where he wanted. It was strange to see it because he's been so good.
He threw the awful pick six
to
Geno Stone, which was horrendous. And – he could have thrown more interceptions early in that game. Like, there was one he just floated, and I think Trent Green on the broadcast, who typically is not great. He was much better than Kevin Harlan yesterday. It was a disaster.
What's going on with Kevin?
He's old. Kevin Harlan's old.
He's really good, though, or used to be.
Not anymore.
No, I know.
Not for a few years now.
Yeah.
Honestly, Kevin Harlan.
I just like him. I like him from basketball, maybe, and, like, I've always – he's not ever been one of the guys that I was like, oh, something up with him.
The guy is drunk.
Yeah, he can't.
Couldn't identify players yesterday. Every player was wrong.
There was something.
Justin Hooper's a pretty good.
Okay,
tight
he called
end.
Justin Hooper.
He called him Justin Hooper, He called the touchdown on the Pop Douglas 37-yarder.
Touchdown to midfield. He was excited about that. It was like a knee-jerk reaction.
Early?
Like, touchdown!
When Wilson, I think when Wilson was down at the start of the game, he's like, a Patriots defender. I'm like, they have the ball.
They're on
He's
offense.
Like, a Patriots defender is down. Yeah. He's like, oh, it's actually a Patriot offensive lineman.
And then he's like, starting left guard, Ben Brown. Like, he was just throwing words that were wrong.
It was a mess.
He also, at the very beginning of the game, they showed the graphic of Stevenson and Henderson. And he's like, who would you rather have in the league than these two? I'm like, I don't know, Jameer
Gibbs?
Oh, I Gibbs?
Forgot about that.
He
like
hyped these guys. I'm like, there's nobody better than this duo.
Backs. I'm like, I don't know.
When?
I mean, I kind of like Henderson.
Yeah,
the other guys.
Fine.
What are we talking
about?
It was
a weird kind of thing that he just like added on.
I forgot about that.
But then just so much of the play-by-play stuff, you're like, that's not him. Okay, he was like tackled by like Jones. Like, that was Woodson.
Yeah.
Like, just the guys were all wrong.
He was bad.
Yeah.
Trent Green typically is pretty annoying.
Yeah.
But yesterday, the one bit of analysis I was latching onto there is he's like, I don't even know who that throw was to. And that was not Trent Green's fault. It's not because he was Kevin Harlan
Trent
didn't know
right.
which player was which.
No, there was one where it was like in between two players,
yes.
that throw? Yeah.
Yeah, was it Hollins? It was
Henderson and Hooper.
Is that what it was? It was definitely a tight end.
Justin Hooper. Yeah. And Henderson.
And he's like, it just dropped in the middle of him. You're like, the hell was that throw?
I don't know. It was very strange. He was really bad early, but then was able to kind of turn things around.
Okay,
but yeah, Drake, that was as bad as a start as we've seen from him.
Drake May still, and this is the one thing that, I mean, we're saying this a lot lately where you're like, well, if this is his bad game, then I guess you'll take it. 294 yards, which is a career high. He still has not thrown for 300 yards.
Becoming like a odd stat.
Yeah, it's just odd. That's honestly all I think it is.
Yeah.
I just think it's weird.
I mean, he was 294 yesterday. Trust me, as somebody brag who did bet 300, I'm like, this will be the game.
As somebody who bet 300 the week before brag against the Jets, if Steph Diggs could catch,
yeah,
he would have got there.
He even had a chance because I'm like doing the math in my head. And I'm like, all right, well they're on this yard line. Well, they're gonna try to run the ball. Then they like had to throw for one more first down. I'm like, oh, this
come
guy
on,
just
baby.
Like,
come
rolls
on, baby,
like another 5 yards. We got it. We're cooking with gas. No, it did not happen.
Okay, but it was 294 touchdown and a pick. 87 quarterback rating. Like, still, even his bad days are not disasters.
And it's a win.
Yeah. He came back and he made some great throws. Like, the throw up the sideline to Hollins again was great. They had a big third down conversion to Diggs. He had some nice throws to Henry throughout the course of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't all bad, but I do feel like we're coming in a lot on Monday and we're saying, well, this wasn't his best and that wasn't his best. And, well, if this is going to be his worst game, you'll take it. I feel like we've been doing that a good amount over the last three or four games where for like a month plus, we were like, there's no quarterback more dialed in the league. That wasn't going to last forever. I get that.
Right.
But that, I feel like, has dropped off a little bit with May in the last few games.
Well, I mean, he had that crazy streak where we were looking at the QB rating, right, for whatever that's worth. But that was the stat we were looking at. And he was on a list with Brady, Mahomes, Rodgers, Manning. And you're like, what is this? This is crazy. And then he's had a couple of games to sort of break that streak, but it's still, you know, QB ratings in the high 80s and they're winning the game. So you're like, all right, well, it's not even really costing them. His quarterback rating for the season is over 110.
Crazy.
It is crazy. And I would say his two worst games happen to be the two losses. I know the QB rating in Pittsburgh was still over 100 because I don't think they include fumbles. But if you look at like his overall game against Pittsburgh, I didn't think was very good. The Tampa Bay game was also another one of these under 100. He's only had three games all season with a QB rating under 100. It was the opener against the Vegas. It was the Tampa Bay game, and then it was yesterday.
So
that's it.
Look, I'm not telling you he stinks all of a sudden. I'm just saying the level of play, and it was probably somewhat predictable. He was playing like only Hall of Fame quarterbacks in MVP seasons have played in their career. That's the level he was at.
Right.
So,
but I think why it's surprising is because Cincinnati had the worst defense or does have the worst defense in the league.
And the Jets the week before traded away all their good defensive players. And it has dropped off. I think it's fair to say it's dropped off. It doesn't mean it's the end of the world. He's still number two in the MVP vote or odds right now.
It's also four picks in five games, right? So it's like another interception.
Yesterday's pick was, awful. Not just that it was
first
a pick
six he's ever had.
Not just that they took it to the house, but just an awful, awful throw and decision. So that was strange. Maybe you want to put it on the offensive line injuries yesterday. They lost Wilson three plays in. They didn't lose Campbell until late in the third quarter, so I wouldn't put that on Drake May and his accuracy issues early on in the game. We did get an update earlier today on Will Campbell, who was carted off, towel over his head yesterday. This is Ian Rappaport this morning on the NFL Network.
And for the Patriots, they had another potential significant situation. This time, Will Campbell, their left tackle, their first-round pick, one of their best players, is believed to have suffered an MCL sprain in his knee. Mike Vrabel just went on local radio and said he believes that Will Campbell is going to miss more than one or two games. My understanding is he is an injured reserve candidate. He's going to have an MRI today. More information coming. The hope is that this is something that he can return for later in the season, potentially for the playoffs. But all that information is not here yet, so we'll be waiting throughout the day.
Okay, waiting on an MRI, but it sounds like some of the reports, all the Twitter doctors out there were saying
there's a lot of them.
MCL sprain and not ACL. It does sound like he's avoided an ACL injury. We'll find out from the MRI.
Right.
But it does sound like he's avoided that. It sounds like a return this year, even if he goes on IR, similar to Milton Williams, is potentially in play. So, you know, reading the early reports, and sometimes it's rosy reporting, but reading the early reports, it sounds like they dodged a bullet and at least a nightmare scenario of Campbell being lost.
Yeah, so it looks like you have, really, in the last couple of weeks, three of your hosses, right? Milton Williams, Will Campbell, Jared Wilson.
Yeah.
Three or six hosses.
All real
seven
candidates.
Hosses.
Yep. Yeah.
But those guys all go down, and it's not funny. In the case of Milton Williams, in the game, you're like, when he got hurt, you're like, oh, that sucks, but he's still on the sideline. Oh, he's trying to get in. He does come back in. Then he's standing there.
He wasn't carted off with a towel over.
So that one felt more like a day-to-day, maybe a week-to-week thing. But then they immediately say IR, right? It didn't take that long for them to put him on IR.
No, I was surprised about that.
Campbell and Wilson, and we'll see what happens. Maybe even by the end of the day, something happens there. But both of those guys, it just looked so much worse. And always a bad sign in NFL because usually guys get hurt in-game. And it could be like snap their leg. And they'll be like, questionable to return.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, I don't know how questionable that guy is to return. But they said with Wilson pretty early on, they're like, out.
Out.
And you're like, oh, that's
usually a bad sign.
That's not good.
So the update on Wilson, that was Campbell. The update on Wilson from Rap Sheet is it's a high ankle sprain, sources say.
Yeah.
Consider week to week. He says most high ankle sprains are 4 to 6 weeks. That's not true, but maybe with Lyman it is. The hope is it's on the shorter side. He says Campbell missing time. It's a challenge for New England's O-line, et cetera.
So all in all, I guess the injuries, it's probably as good as you're going to get.
This is what I think. You have the bye week coming up. You got to get through. You have an extra day of rest going into the Giants. Not that that'll get you Wilson, certainly Milton Williams, or Will Campbell back. But you get an extra day of rest going into the Giants. You had a long week of rest going into Cincinnati. You get a bye week after the Giants game. If you play well down the stretch, the one seed's still in reach. That's another bye week. And there's an opportunity, it sounds like, at this point in time to get all three of those players back, meaning Campbell, Williams, and Wilson. I'd say that would be a borderline best-case scenario right now, and that sounds like a plausible scenario.
Well, you can still lose twice, and even if Buffalo wins out, you can still win the division. I still think they have the division.
I do, too. I haven't changed my tune on that at all.
One seed's definitely up for grabs.
It's going to be more difficult.
What Denver does when they come back from bye. But the Colts losing yesterday obviously is a big push towards the Pats having a chance at that one seed. So they're still very much in play.
Well, maybe that's worth reevaluating tomorrow,
okay.
Keith. Like, do you still want the Chiefs out at all costs? Or now is the one seed more important based on some of the injuries? We can get back to that.
True. Although there's also a scenario you get both.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel, by the way, was updating these injuries this morning with Greg, and I think it's just interesting to read how he answers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Questions and how he sounds answering questions. This was Vrabel this morning.
Update on
don't have one.
No update on the guys. No.
Did you wash your hands when you went to the bathroom? I saw you coming back. Yeah. I was gonna shake it, but
give it a try.
You better have.
I always wash my hands.
We won't know much. That yesterday was not a great day for us with injuries. So there'll be some players that went out of that game yesterday that won't be available on Monday night. Hopefully we'll get some of those guys back. We get an extra day. But I won't be able to tell you much. I wouldn't imagine that Will's going to play in the game. I don't think that'll be something that'll happen. That injury is going to probably be more than a week or two.
Okay. He said at another point they're not career enders. So
that's okay. But like Campbell and Wilson, I think you can already say for sure aren't playing next week. And then they have the bye. So it's like, all right, if it's on the shorter end, maybe they don't end up on IR, and then they could still be out 4 weeks and miss three games, right? If you're playing that kind of game.
It sounds to me, I think Campbell's going to go on IR. I mean, Rapsheet said he's an IR candidate. Wilson, maybe not. So that might be one that dodges a bullet, which again would make me wonder if he's on a quicker timeline to come back from his high ankle sprain, what's going on with Milton Williams. But as the text line pointed out earlier, different injuries are different timelines for different players. I get that.
They're all different.
Vrabel, by the way, joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. At Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. Given those injuries, Keith, and let's say they're even back for the postseason, but you're going to have to get through the next handful of games without them, is it fair to revise expectations downwards for this team based on how they played, how May looked, playing down to Cincinnati, defense giving up plays late, and now some injuries on top of it?
I think you have to. And there's also a scenario where all these guys are back, full go, you know, for the last game of the season against Miami and then for the playoff run, and then I'll change it. But until we know that to be a fact, I think you have to look at it a little bit differently, because just think about how everybody felt, how you were watching the game yesterday when Campbell goes down, and you know that Vidarian Lowe's at left tackle. Ugh. Something we saw a lot last season and was one of the reasons why the team and the offense were as bad as they were. So that alone does not give you a ton of confidence on offense, that whether it's running the ball or just Drake May having time to throw it downfield, I don't love that for a whole game, right? If he has to patchwork in there for a quarter, okay, he can run some things the other way or whatever. So I don't love that. And then seeing a full game without Milton Williams and they give up over 100 yards to a running back who's fine, right? Chase Brown's fine. So some of that stuff, which I didn't believe when Orlovsky was like, oh, they play too much nickel, like all that stuff. When they have their full complement of players, they are great against the run. If you remove Milton Williams, that changes things quite a bit. So now, like, you're worse on both sides of the ball. It's not like, oh, it's just one guy that's out, and so you got to overcome this. It's both sides took a pretty big whack with these injuries last 2 weeks.
And Williams barely played in the Jets game, right? He was out there early. Yeah. He barely played in the Jets game. He didn't play this week. He did play in the Tampa game. They had allowed 5 yards of carry the 2 weeks leading into this game yesterday, and then Chase Brown ran for 107 yards. So,
and like, you know, some of those first down carries for 10 yards, like, what is this?
The cracks were showing a little bit even before Milk got hurt, but without him, their run defense looks a lot different, which is a credit to him and the way he's played this year, but you got to piece that together. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. Beyond Drake May's struggles, which I think were happening early, they also continued when the Patriots were down in the red zone. How much of that was May? How much of that is the personnel around Drake May, including the offensive line? How much of that is the play caller, which I know is an area a lot of media members around here don't want to dip their toe into? We can get to it. 617-779-7937. We'll get into the red zone issues, the goal line stop for Cincinnati, where the Patriots kind of stopped themselves.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.